Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Nun Aleph in the Yisva Adar edition, starting Daf Nun Amud Beis in Halacha Hey in the Mishnah. Haya Rochuv al Chamor. Someone is riding a donkey. Yerit. Ideally, a person should go down the donkey and daven Shmoneh Esrei on the floor. Imeinu Yochol Yerit. If he can't go down, Yachzur is Ponav. He should try to face towards, as we'll see soon, towards Yerushalayim. If he cannot turn his face, he should have his heart aimed towards Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haya Yoishe Basfir is sitting in a boat, Oy Be'asto, meaning a raft, talking about in a case that he cannot turn around, so then he should have his heart towards Beis HaMikdash. Says Gemara Tanya, he's riding a donkey. Has somebody to hold his donkey, yerid mispar lamata, should go down and daven. V'im la mispar b'mkoyim, if not, should daven in his place, on the donkey. Rabbi Omer, b'inkach u'b'inkach mispar b'mkoyim, better to daven in his place, to stay on the donkey. Shekach libui miyushov, his heart is more miyushov, in other words, he's more focused. If he doesn't have to go down the donkey and wait, he's on the place where he is till now, he's going to be able to have more kavanah. He says the locha is like Rebbe. With the nunalf on top. Omar of Yaakov Acho Tani Tamon, it says over there, Lekol haruchos ein machzirim chutz miruach mizrochis. So we'll use Reb Chaim over here, that he explains every other direction a person wants to daven towards, he could daven. This is not like our Mishnah, that we have to daven towards Yerushalayim. This man Omar holds you could daven to any direction he wants, except to the east side. So the way you read the Gemara, Lekol haruchos ein machzirim, if he wants to pick any ruach, you're not going to turn him around. Except if he's facing the east, then you turn him around. According to many of the other Mefarshim, the Girsa is Lekol haruchos machzirim, without the word ein. To any direction he wants to face, he can face, except the east side. Why? So the Gemara explains, Omar v'yisa b'ravon b'tchilo achoyreye melechol Hashem, Upneim kedmo, pei mishtachavim kedmo l'shemesh. Meaning the Oidar of the Zoro used to have their back to Beis HaMikdash, their face to the east, and they were bowing down to the east of the sun. So because Oidar of the Zoro davened to the east, so we should try to avoid davening to the east. Sigmatani sumo, someone who's blind, misheino yechol lechamen esayuch, he doesn't know which side is the right way to daven. Harei is spalim klapin l'malon, they daven towards the top, towards Shemayim. Sheimar v'ispalalu el Hashem. So the Gemara, Oyim Dum Yisparlim B'chutz Loretz, Hoifchim Yisprayim Klap Yeret Yisrael. So now the Gemara goes on with a sheet that comes out from our Mishnah, that if someone is out of Yeret Yisrael, you face Yeret Yisrael. Umatam, what's the source? V'yisparlu Elecho Derech Artzom Asher Nasato La'Avoysom. Shlomo HaMelech says that you'll daven towards your country, davening towards the Eret Yisrael. Oyim Dum Yisparlim B'Eret Yisrael, someone's davening in Eret Yisrael, Hoifkim is praying, clap Yerushalayim, then you face Yerushalayim. Umatam, what's the source? V'yispalu elecho derech ha'ir asher bochart bo. They daven towards the city that you chose. Ha'orim yispalim b'Yerushalayim, those that are in Yerushalayim, hoifkim praying, clap Yerushalayim, they face the Harabais, where the base of English is, shreemar v'Harabais asher bonisi lishmecho. That's the same psukim Yerushalayim ha'melech, that you daven towards the house. Ha'orim yispalim b'Harabais, those that are already in the area of base of English, Hoifrim pneim klapi beis kodesh kadoshim. They face kodesh kadoshim. Umatam itpalu el mokoy mazet, to this specific place. Vatotishma el mochon shiftecho el hashamayim veshomato vesolachto. This may be part of the raya because kodesh kadoshim is the place of connection to shamayim. So he says davening will come directly to shamayim. Says the Gemara, nimtzu oindi matzofan, those that are in the north pneim adarm, they face the south. Those in the south of Beis HaMikdash, Preim Latzofen, they face the north. Those in the east face the west. Lemayre, those in the west, Preim Lemizor, they face the east. They all daven to one place. That's the pasuk that says, Ki Beisi Beis Tfilo Yikore Lecholo Amin. This is the center where all davenings go to. From all the nations, seemingly according to this gear, so that we bring this pasuk, that Am Yisrael, in every place they are, in every nation they are, the davening comes to Beis HaMikdash. Omer b'Shua b'Levi, the pasuk over there that says, Hu ha'eicha lifnai, what does it mean? Leponim, heichal shekol haponim poinim elov. All faces are going to that direction. Ad kedoyim bebinyonai. That's a good pasuk when the Beis Hamikdash is built. Pechurbonim inayim. What happens when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed? Omar avun banui letalpiyos. Tel shekol hapiyos is palim elov. The Gemara dashes the talpiyos, two words, tel and piyos. Tel is a mound, like a hill, and piyos, all the mouths go towards it. So even when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, and all that's left is a tel, still the piyos go through there. And the Gemara continues and says that we all always mention Yerushalayim. All the piyos mention Yerushalayim. Bevrocho, bekriya shema, or betfilo, we mention Yerushalayim. Bevrocho, referring to Birkas Hamazon, born Yerushalayim. Betfilo and Shmone Esrei Elokei Dovid Ubayin Yerushalayim. That's the gears of the Yerushalmi. But Kriya Shema, we say Poyris Sukas Shalom Aleinu Al Amor Yisrael Ve'al Yerushalayim. So the four should bring here that the Yerushalmi used to say this every night, not only on Shabbos. Kosov Echad Oimer Elech Vashuv El Mekoimi. One pasuk says, Kosov Echad says, I'll go back to my place. The Kosov Echad Oimer Vayu Einai V'Libi Shel Kol Hayamim. On the other hand, the pasuk says that the heart and the eyes, Kiviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there the whole time. It doesn't leave. HaKetzad, Ponev L'malo Ovein Ovelibu L'mato. Meaning, how do we implement both? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyoch is also up there and also down here, is that the face of a person should face up, and his eyes and his heart down here. Reb Chaim brings another pshat, we talk about here, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ponev L'malo, his face, Kiviyoch is up there, but his eyes and heart is down here, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshgiach in this place, in a very specific way. Says the Gemara, "V'imlav yicham neslibu k'negi beis kodesh kadoshim." If he cannot turn around, his heart should be towards kodesh kadoshim. Says the Gemara, "Leiz a beis kodesh kadoshim." Which kodesh kadoshim? The Gemara explains, "If chiralo k'negi kodesh kadoshim shulamali, you have kavana towards kodesh kadoshim, which is up in Shemayim. Shem betachlifo amar k'negi beis kodesh kadoshim shulamati." You're talking about the one down here. Umar pirkos leplegin. There's no argument. Beis Kodesh Kadosh Shalamaton Mechuvon Kedeged Beis Kodesh Kadosh Shalamalon. The Beis Kodesh down here in the world is exactly below the Beis Kodesh Kadosh up there in Shemayim. So it's the same place. Mokun Leshivtecho Mechuvon Kedeged Shivtecho Yidash from the Pasuk that it's exactly Mechuvon one Kedeged the other. So the Gemara goes on now to Dash in different words that are mentioned regarding Beis Hamikdash. Hayo Mario, the Gemara Dash, Abchia Verubo, Vyabyanai, from here there's a Ra, the Torah, telling you what to do. The Char Noam, the other one said, meaning to the Goyim, there's fear going to the world. Aron, what does Aron stand for? Aron, Lashon Or, there's light going to the world. Char Noam, Shemisham Ariro Yotzaloylam, Ariro is a Klala, and that goes to the Goyim from the Aron. When Daphne Alpha went base. The Gemara continues in Darshans. What is the word Dvir? It refers to base of Yiddish. From there comes down death to the ones that fight the Yidin. Meaning referring to the Torah. Continues the Gemara and says, in the boat you should have Kavona to Kodesh Kadoshim. Now the Azda referred to over here is a raft. And the Gemara says, he asdo, he askayo, he refsoidois, which refers to the pasuk, v'nivyem l'chor refsoidis l'yam yafoi. All these three words refer to the same instrument. Halach avov, says the Mishnah. Abbas ben Azai yoimer in tfilas ha-musofim ele bechever ir. Kurit Abbas ben Azai, you cannot have a musof unless you have a tzibur. V'chon yoimer in bechever ir, v'shloi bechever ir. Prisik adavin alone musof. Rabbi says that if there's a tzibur, so someone individually doesn't have to daven musaf, and if a person is alone, he needs to daven musaf. Says the Gemara, Bibi Yisrael Chana Omer Alocha Kerab Yudo Shom Amishuam Loz Ben Azayu. We pass like a third shita. Mizo the Shmuel Omer Ken. We see Shmuel hold that way. The Shmuel Omer Shmuel saying, Ano Min Yoimai Loitzolis the Musafo. Says Shmuel, I never daven musaf. He was always alone. And Lechadzman, only one time, they misbraid the Rish Kalusa, the son of Rish Kalusa died. For the Tzol Tziburo, and the Tzibur did not daven because they were busy with the Levaya. Vitzalius, and that's the only time that Shmuel davened. Why? Because when you have a Tzibur davening, the individual does not have to daven. And that's exactly like Abuna in the Mishnah. Sigmund Bilander, Rabbanan and Pligon. Rabbanan argue. The Marav Yaakov Ba'idi B'Shem Shimon Chasido says B'Royim V'Bekayotzim. Only shepherds and people that go to harvest the field, and they are alone in the field, they can't daven, that's when the tzibur is moitzi them. But if not a person has to daven, Hamastiz Loyom Ala B'Royim V'Kayotzim. Hashar Kol Odom Chayovim. Everybody else needs to daven Musaf. So when Musa B'Yichon Omar came, Musa B'Yichon says the same thing. Saw him davening in the market of Tziporim, and walking four ames after he finished shachris, umispal shel musaf. Says more vein chever ir betziporim, meaning Tziporim is a big city. There is a tzibur. So why did he daven if an individual does not have to daven if there is a tzibur? Says the Gemara, shma minot lasu. You see from here three things. So here there's two main explanations. The way the Mara Puldo and Reb Chaim go with is to say, you see from the question of the Gemara that the market of Tziporim is in Tziporim. It's part of the city. That's why the Gemara is asking, if it's part of the city, if it's also Tziporim, and Tziporim, you have a Tzibur, so why is he davening individually if you hold like a Biyudo, that an individual doesn't daven when you have a Tzibur davening? So the raya is from the fact that from the question of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara brings a raya. The way the Charedim and the way the rest of your learn is the Gemara saying over here, no, you see that the market of Tziporim is not part of Tziporim. That's the answer. The Gemara is asking, why did he daven? The Gemara answer is because it's not Mamre Tziporim. In Tziporim there was Tzibur, but he was outside of the city. And that's why he davened Musaf. Continues the Gemara in Daven Beisim Daven says, Atrami, no, the second thing you learn from here is Chalukim Abiyudu Shoma Mishum Rav Lozman Ben Azariah. That comes out from the question of the Gemara. Gemara said, why is he davening on his own? You see from here that an individual does have to daven even though you have a tzibur. So the raya is either from the fact that even though Rabbi Yochanan was outside of a tzipurim, but you see from the question of the Gemara understood that he shouldn't have davened, or you see it according to Reb Chaim, you see from the fact that he davened in tzipurim even though there was a minyan. You see, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And the third thing you learn from Yachrami no, Shahodim is Palalu Mehalech Arbahamois, Mispal Shemusuf. A person daven Shachis, he has to walk for Amos and then he can daven Musuf. And concludes the Moran says, Amav Abba Vloisov Dovad Shehalech Arbahamois. He doesn't literally have to walk for Amos. Ela Filu Shah Kedei Hiluch Arbahamois. Even if you just waited the time it takes to walk for Amos, that's good enough. Meaning, a person should not daven Musuf immediately after Shachis. There should be a little bit of a break. What is the break? The time it takes to walk the four Amos. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Nun Aleph.